Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It's Thursday, November 1st, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. Welcome to a new month with 2 months left in a year.
Oh, just incredible. I know the listeners get tired of me saying, where does the time go? I can't believe how fast it's going. And
well, it becomes a blur after a while. You begin to wonder, are you dreaming
does.
This? You know, it does.
You're right. It is a blur. And I try to slow things down, and it's almost impossible. I'm soon going to age to 40.
Now, come on, confess, you're 41. Now, come on.
Anyway, I'm going to get to the gold and silver prices today because we had a wonderful day in gold. And so we had gold up today. Currently in the New York spot price after market, we have gold up $1,870 at $1,233.80 off the high of $1,238. And that's a little over 1.5%. Silver was up 50 cents today, up almost 3.5% at $14.81. Platinum was up $23 at $863. Palladium was up 16 at $1,098. And I think we have pressure on the dollar, was down 0.84 at 96.27. Crude oil was down $1.80 at $63.51. And the paper markets today was up, the Dow was up a little over 1%, $265 at $25,380. It's a beautiful day when gold outperforms the paper markets.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful day. Now, it didn't beat the NASDAQ, but almost. The NASDAQ was up 1.75%, so it was right in line. The NASDAQ was up 128 points at 7,434. And the S&P was, and it's interesting, it was up the same percentage as the Dow, 1.06, up 28 points at 2740. And, you know, when I see numbers like that, people think I'm crazy and everything, and that's all right. But when you see two of these markets that are up the same amount, the 1.06, to me, it just confirms just that these markets are so manipulated because, come on, how do these go up the exact same amounts, you know? Anyway, the 10-year yield, 3.14%. Euro was 1.14, up 0.84. Japan was down over a percent. Hong Kong was up the same as the NASDAQ, 1.75%. Fear is still driving the market. Extreme fear in the in my little index that shows the fear and greed, which one is driving the market. We're still at number 8. And doesn't seem that people really care about Bitcoin at this type of when you have problems in these markets, when you have a monetary problem. And it was funny, I was reading, somebody sent me something. I didn't have a chance, and I do appreciate, she sends me so much, and I do appreciate it. But I saw the headline on this about where to buy Bitcoin. It's like, well, nobody's buying Bitcoin, you know, because it's certainly not moving. And with the volatility that we've seen, I think the story long ago with Bitcoin, when everybody was talking about, oh, they're dumping gold to buy Bitcoin and Bitcoin is replacing gold, that was just all hogwash, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
You know, just absolutely hogwash. And these markets that we've seen in these past couple of days shows us and tells us that people are going to go to the true safe haven, and that is gold. First it'll be bonds, and then it'll be gold. And and the only reason they go to bonds is because it's a quick way to move a lot of money in a very short period of time, and then you'll see gold catch up. It's the way it is. And I'm very excited. We had a great day. And there's beginning to see a lot of articles, Butch, about gold now. You see the Bloomberg, you see Reuters, you know, that, you know, gold has really been doing great. And particularly that the precious metal, gold, has gone up with the greenback of late. And I've mentioned this previously on this program, because usually if the greenback goes up, you'll see pressure on gold, precious metal sector. But lately it hasn't been. So this is a good thing, and that did not happen in October. This is a month when both assets gained ground for the first time in 20 months. This is the dollar and gold. And the change, again, was driven by last month's rout in the emerging market equities, particularly in China, which has seen investors seek out these safe haven assets. So you have an economy that's, you know, the strength is benefiting the dollar. And so, you know, there's a lot of discussions about this, and I mean, I do believe the dollar is going to get weaker, but for now and for the month of October, gold has done very well. And again, you know, we're going to see these big moves on a regular basis, just like we saw in 2008 and after that for a couple of years. You know, you just have these steady gains, and that's what we want, the steady gains. You know, knee-jerk reactions are great, but usually they are temporary unless the, you know, whatever is doing, creating that knee-jerk reaction really pushes it to the extreme. So the markets turned around today for a third straight day. President Trump said trade talks with China were moving along nicely, and healthy results from chip makers boosted optimism. I think Apple's, of course, is reporting their numbers after the market today. And President Trump said he planned to meet with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, at the G20 meeting in Argentina at the end of this month. And, of course, that it revives some hopes that the world's two biggest economies would resolve the trade dispute. So we'll just have to see. But what's interesting, Butch, is this came out about the, you know, that things are going to be, you know, great, and they've had a great call about the trade wars and so forth. But then 20 minutes later or shortly thereafter, the Justice Department charged companies in China and Taiwan and three individuals for stealing trade secrets from a U.S. semiconductor company. And so, you know, he's going after these Chinese companies, which is, you know, what everybody wanted. And but it's kind of interesting, the announcement at the same time that, you know, the trade talks with China are supposed to be going along a little bit better.
It is mass confusion, is it not?
It is. One is not equaling two.
Well, it is. I mean, and we hear, you know, China's putting troops on out in the sea there, in the China Sea, and America's moving ships in, and they're all talking about war. Russia's planning to go to war. And I mean, it's on and on and on. And I have to believe that either it's mass chaos or, and it probably is, they're just trying to keep the people off balance so much they don't know what to do. And that probably is true also. But it's totally insanity.
I don't mean to interrupt. And you're right. It's not a matter of they don't know what to do. I think the key is that they don't do nothing. That's what they want them to do. Nothing.
You remember the Pavlov demonstration with the dog? You remember that, right?
Yep.
Okay, and the dog just froze up. He didn't know what to do.
Yep.
That's what the American people, that's what the nation, but America for sure, they hear so many different conflicting stories, they just freeze. They don't know what to do. It's good. No, it's bad. Oh, this is good. No, it's bad. And they just stand. They don't know whether to wag their tail or poop their pants. You know, they know what to do.
I hope they wag their tail.
But, you know, that's what they're doing. The people are froze.
Yes.
And if they decide it is all bad, better do something, which doesn't happen very often. Most of them just bury their head in the sand and say, well, there's a ball game on tonight, or my high school team's playing tomorrow night, so we'll wait till tomorrow night, this all go away. But as a whole, the people have become frozen in their mindset because they're confused about a lot of things. And of course, picking sides is happening all over the nation, with chaos in the streets, fighting among, we'll say, liberals and conservatives and Democrats, Republicans, whatever it is. We're seeing it increase daily. So I do believe the people are just overwhelmed with a lot of things, Melody. But you're talking about the dollar going up and gold going up also. But one day we're going to see the dollar go to nothing and gold's going to fly through the roof. That's going to happen. Just a matter of time.
It is going to happen. It is just a matter of time. No one knows, you know, again, here we are November 1st, and there's no October surprise. I talked about this earlier in the week, probably with you, on Tuesday.
You did.
And, a lot of money has been lost, $2
trillion. Well, $2 trillion lost, about $2 trillion lost last month in the stock market. And that leads me to wonder, $2 trillion is a lot of money, but no one seemed to really notice it being gone. How much money is tied up in the stock market? I mean, with 24,000 or better in stock market, it dropped what, about 2,500 points and lost $2 trillion? How much is that overall?
Well, the U.S. stock market capitalization is 23 point, and this goes back a couple years. I don't have a recent number, but it's a little over $23 trillion. So, but still, a couple trillion dollars is a lot.
It is. It is. But no one seemed to notice it.
But no one seems to care. No one seems to talk about where it's really hurting and so forth. And then you have to look at the emerging markets, the world markets, China's markets. They've lost how many trillions of dollars? China has the next highest market capitalization at $6.6 trillion U.S. dollars. So it's... But hey, what's a couple trillion dollars? And what I find interesting about the U.S. stock market, it's the same amount as what's in pension accounts, retirement accounts.
What an interesting coincidence.
It's pretty, interesting, isn't it?
It is interesting.
Yes, it is. No, I'm not saying it's not to the dollar, and maybe it's not even to the trillion, but I mean, it's close enough for government work, it's...
well, when you're talking 30, 40 trillion and up, what's a trillion here or there,
Numbers don't mean anything anymore.
No, they don't. And I think that's part of the reason they let it get so high, because people can't contemplate it. Now, you and I have a hard time contemplating $1 billion. $1 million may be our mind wrapped around a little bit, but we're talking about $500 million or $1 billion. Unless you are up there with that kind of money, it's hard for you not to contemplate what $1 billion would do for us, people like us. We never saw it. We never thought about it. But when you go up to $1 trillion, and then you go up to multiple $1 trillion, your mind just shuts off. How do you fathom that? It's like how do you fathom eternity? How do you explain eternity? Your mind can't go that far. You can say, well, it's forever and ever. Okay, that's great. But how long is forever and ever? It's eternity. You just go around in circles. So your mind can only grasp so much as just a mere mortal. So when you talk trillions, it's over people's heads to the point they don't pay a whole lot of attention to it. And that's what I think the problem is.
Yeah, it is. And the reason, why don't these numbers mean anything anymore? Again, we have a fiat currency. You have currency that is backed by nothing. It isn't anything. So it takes more of those dollars. And we've become sort of, I don't know, I want to say immune, but we've come to the point where it doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yes, I agree.
So it's, we have digits. We have numbers. We have digits. We have computer digits. Nothing's real. So when nothing's real, you just throw these numbers around and nobody, and then you combine what you just said, there's no grasping. When you can go out and buy anything you want at any time, if you have a credit card, nothing has value.
Well, when you take people that's used to living on credit, and we have been, or barely making it, week to week, month to month, $1 trillion of them is just what you think about it. Who cares whether they were $100 trillion in debt? I'm just trying to pay the power bill. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And that's the way it is. I mean, I know on my end it is. I can't fathom having millions of dollars laying around to do what I want to with. I pay the bills every month, and sometimes it's pretty tight to do that. So I know we're trillions of dollars in debt, and I know it's going to kind of collapse one day. But right now, at the moment, I got to pay the power bill. And I know some people are thinking. I know that. They're mostly just like you and I. They're not multimillionaires.
Yeah, it's it was interesting because there was a report that put out today how much money you need to be part of the 1% worldwide, and I don't know if these numbers seem awfully low, but it says according to the 2018 Global Wealth Report from Credit Suisse Research Institute, you need a net worth of $871,000.
Huh?
Less
than $900,000 to be one of the 1%.
That doesn't even sound because everybody tells you.
I think
you
it's supposed to be billion.
Maybe
that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. More than 19 million Americans are in the 1% worldwide. Credit Suisse reports far more than any other country, while China is now clearly established in the second place. to be among the top 10% worldwide, you don't even need six figures. A net worth of $93,000 will do it. And even if you have just $4,000 to your name, you're still richer than half of the world's residents. So it just goes to show you how poor the world is.
Absolutely. But, I think we'd be surprised to know the people that could knock them up $4,000 and need it right away. But I bet half people in the country could not find $4,000 laying around.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, I agree. Well, we talk about all the time where it takes people don't have the money for a $500 emergency or a $1,000 emergency saved.
I talk to people every week who don't have money for groceries. They have to borrow money between paydays to get groceries. And they're working every day. And I talk to them personally. So, if they can't come up with $50 for groceries, how are you going to come up with $4,000 for emergency or even $400? So that's just the way it is. And people can look at it and say, well, the economy's booming. I can't dispute the fact that maybe more people are working. But we'll discuss in a little bit that the jobs they're getting are not maintaining the level of living that they're used to. They're just not. It isn't happening. But I like to cover one topic. It's a little bit off topic on this, but I think it's important. Of course, we know what Medicaid is. A lot of people are Medicaid. That's state funding, different things for people that can't afford insurance. It's not Medicare, now it's Medicaid. And the federal government is wanting more restrictions on people who receive Medicaid. For example, if you're a single individual without children, no dependent children, whatever, they're going to limit you to 4 years unless you go out and find a job or something other way. And I see some of this, Melody. But now they're going to start pushing more restrictions on anybody else that's on Medicaid and Medicare and other government insurance programs, that they're going to tell you that you've got to pay more, you're going to have to eat better, you're going to have to lose weight, you're going to have to do this, do that, and everything else. We knew this had to happen, Melody, because whoever provides your needs becomes your lord. If you know what I'm saying by that?
I certainly do.
They become your overlord. I raise cattle, if you had cattle, and I do take care of them.
Hey,
and I do watch what they eat, and I'm cautious with them because I got money invested in them.
Well, I think we lost Butch, but we're heading into a break anyway. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. We'll be right back, and I'll go find where Butch is at.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit the website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And, of course, these programs are archived on a long-term basis. So once again, thank you for the support of Discount Gold and Silver. And just to let you know, when you make purchases here, we do a lot of those funds go right back into other programs to help educate everyone on why it's so important to own gold and silver. And of course, not only that, but so many other issues that we've been so, you know, we've been bombarded with so much information that sometimes we just kind of lose what's really important and we kind of lose perspective. So I try to support the programs to bring everything back together. So you are supporting those programs when you make purchases with Discount Gold and Silver. I thank you, and other programs thank you.
And I thank you too, folks, because she supports our broadcast. I appreciate that very much. I do.
And yeah, so it's you know, and I don't know of any gold dealer that truly puts back into education like what we do here at Discount Gold and Silver. I don't know of one. They might have their own programs and so forth, but very few support others like we have. And we've done this from day one. So
I was discussing the fact that Jeremiah 17:5, and I have to beg the Bible because that's what I live. You know, put a curse on people that trust people, that trust men to take care of themselves. As Jeremiah 17:5 says, and I got it memorized, cursed be the man that puts his trust in man and makes flesh his arm. That means trust man to take care of him, because his heart departed from the Lord. God says we're to trust him as our provider, not man, not man's program, not man's benefits. And Proverbs chapter 12 or more, and if we sit down at the king's table and he promises benefits, it's better to cut your throat and take the benefits. Well, we didn't listen to that, obviously. So now they're going to start controlling us with space with our health issues. And again, they have every right to. If they're paying for our health costs, they have every right to tell us what to do. Every right. And I'll make people mad and say that. I don't really care. Independent people cannot be controlled, Melody. But if you're a ward of the government, then they are your parents, the overseers. And that is hard to swallow and want to talk about, but it's true. If I fed you, clothed you, and housed you, I'd have some right to say what you can do and can't do with your life, wouldn't I?
Yes, you would.
So, I know people want to hear this, but it doesn't change the facts. It's just the way it is. So we trust in man. We're still trusting man and wonder why there's more control and loss of freedoms. As long as we continue to trust man to fill our needs, we will continue to lose our freedoms. We will continue to be enslaved and told where to live, how to live. And one day soon, with the coming world order, we're going to be told we have to live in certain places in the country. We can't leave sustainable cities and homes. We're going to be told to live in block houses, so to speak. It's coming. Besides, it's for our own good. Global warming and all that, you know, but we got to take care of you. We got to do this for our own good. So we can laugh, we can scoff, and do what you want to, but the Bible will be fulfilled. It's never been proven wrong yet. But I'll move on now because I had to say that. People should not be shocked whenever we see what's happening when the Bible prophesies what happened to a people that don't trust God but trust man.
But you know what? I just want to say something there, and it's all a time frame. You know, we talk about these changes that we see, that, you know, how government's going to control, and you know, with housing and our health, and you know, maybe it won't be in our generation. Maybe it will. I mean, we're going to certainly, I do believe we're going to see financials, and this is going to continue. But this isn't going to go away.
No, it isn't. Oh, it's progressed a lot.
Well,
since Roosevelt and Social Security, and of course Johnson with his war on poverty, how much has been lost? And with Bush with the 9/11 and the Patriot Act, how much have we lost?
And Obama with the NDAA.
Exactly.
How
much have we lost over each generation? Our generation is the most enslaved generation in the history of the country.
Yep.
When I grew up, the rights, I'll say rights, I use that word loosely, but when I went to school, I could actually take a gun to me with school on the bus, and no one thought anything about it because we went hunting after school. Children today would be SWAT teamed if they brought a BB gun or a pay gun into the school. So they don't know that we once had that ability to do them and exercise those freedoms. They never had them, so they don't miss them. Each generation loses, the next generation doesn't know. Now that's how it works. Tyranny takes you down a piece at a time, just like cancer. So you don't realize that you had those privileges and rights in the past, because you never had them. You don't miss them because they weren't there when you were growing up, so to speak. True?
True. Very true. So I'm thinking about our future generations. You know, and we can't, just like we said before, our problems will not be fixed. We cannot make America great again. And I've said this how many times, and I hate repeating myself because I know everyone's saying, oh, there she goes again. You can't fix our problems. You can't fix anything. You can't make America great again until you fix our money.
And until the people repent and see their needs. Absolutely.
And so until that gets done, this is just a path that we're going to continue. There's a day of reckoning. Don't know when it's going to happen. But every day it is happening. That's how you should look at it. Every day it is happening.
Well,
whether you realize it or not.
It is happening. In today's society, children are not allowed to play tag on the school grounds because somebody might get hurt or might hurt somebody's feelings because they get caught. You can't use the word he or she in some places now because it may offend somebody. That's what our children are facing because our generation kept our mouth shut and didn't do anything about it.
But what you said, they're not going to...
Yeah. It's all about that. Yeah. I guess we better move on to something else. But that's off my chest. Now, I had to say we're losing it. But our younger generation didn't know that we had it, and that this generation not passed on to the children what we once had and explained to them what we once had. They go along, get along. And that is what's destroying this country. Apathy and ignorance have taken us down, Melody. You said the money system. We haven't had any money in this nation since 1964.
Correct.
None.
Well, they started it a lot sooner than that.
Oh, they did, but 64, they took silver out of the last vestiges of the dollar.
And same way in, you know, 33 and
sure.
Early 70s, in the 70s,
yep,
when they closed the gold window. So it's been, and look how long it took. They're not in a hurry.
Well, they knew that one generation may catch it, and the next one wouldn't.
Yeah, they have to wait for one generation to die off.
Exactly. These people are patient.
Are patient. The devil is patient.
But let's discuss what's coming up here in the very near future, I think, with what's coming on the border. I don't know what's going to happen down there. I don't guess anybody really does know the outcome yet. It hasn't happened yet. But I guess you do know that armed civilians are now moving down to confront the caravans. I understand that there are five caravans, three already started and two forming. And I do know that you can find this on Fox News. Fox News, now, Melody, showed some of these people carrying guns. Okay? Fox News. Wrapped up in shirts and blankets, but you see there were guns. And I do know that some of them made Molotov cocktails and threw them at the Mexican police. So there's some things going on here that people don't really understand, know about. But there are now going to be five caravans coming. And civilians and Texans are coming on, and they're writing things like "War, secure the borders now." They're ready. They've taken up arms. They're already dressed in full camo, ready to back up the National Guard and the Border Patrol, and stop these caravans. I don't know what's going to turn out. I have no idea what's going to happen here. I know the people, the men that they're involved in this, and women that are terrorists, are going to put the women and children in harm's way to make us look like a bunch of heathens. I know that's going to happen because they want to sacrifice their children and women to get their way. But something's going to happen. 8,000 soldiers on the way to the border. Civilians now going down to the border. This is a pot that's boiling, and there's no outlet. What's going to happen, Melody?
Well, after the election, it's all going to disappear, is my view.
Oh, really?
Yes. I don't know what's going to happen.
After next Tuesday, can I go fishing?
I don't know. I don't know how much of this is true and how much is misinformation. I do believe the military should, you know, the troops should be. We do need to protect our borders. But I don't know. You know, it's really hard, and I'm trying to. The pot is boiling.
Yes.
And it's going to boil over.
It is.
And I'm just not sure what the ingredients are going to be. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I hear numbers from in all different areas of media. I hear there's 3,000, you know, 5,000, 7,000, then back to 5,000. I know both sides are ramping this up. I do believe both sides are ramping this up.
Yes,
I do believe borders need to be protected. I do believe that's what we should be doing. I don't know how this is going to turn out. You know, I'm always looking to the side where I'm praying that, you know, hey, it is a lot of misinformation, and, you know, maybe this will peter out the way the other one did and so forth and whatnot. I don't know. But look how they're riling up the people. Are they riling up the people in this caravan, too?
For sure. And by the way, the last one did kind of peter out, but a lot of people got in. Those people were finally allowed in the last caravan. Most of them come across the border from the last caravan.
Yeah, and that's...
Most of them got in.
Yeah. And that's wrong.
It is wrong. Who made the United States a sugar daddy for the whole world?
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. And now, of course, Trump wants to do away with the birthright citizenship, and I totally agree with that. Because it's so wrong. If illegals are here and have children, that doesn't make them legal, lawful citizens. If someone's here visiting from Ireland and they have children while they're here, that doesn't make them lawful citizens of America. It does not work that way. The 14th Amendment was not written that way. And I've read it. It does not say that. But that some side or the other, twisted it to mean that if you're born here, you're an automatic citizen. That is not what it says. And people need to read that themselves. Whether Trump can do this with the EO, I don't know. I don't know that.
I don't think he can, but...
I don't know that, but I just know that he's right on the money.
He might be able to change it to some degree, but it would be challenged. So it should be, hey, let's get it done legal. Let's get it the one it's supposed to be. If we want to follow the Constitution, let's do it the way it's supposed to be. Hey, how about this idea? If you come here legally... and you have a child, that child can become a citizen when you become a citizen.
There you go. Yes.
How about that?
I agree. Once you become a citizen, your children then become citizens with you. But until then, they are just as an immigrant, just like you are, and illegal.
Yep. And illegal.
I know,
so
people don't want to hear this stuff. It doesn't change the fact that's the way it is. And we have seen this come together for a long time. I've seen it for years, Melody, but how do you fight it? I mean, we have people in office, and the Bushes and all of them are just Clintons, Obamas, were
same.
All guilty of this. They all did the same thing.
Yep.
And if anything, the Bushes hurt us more than the Clintons and Obamas did.
They all had their own little pieces in play and... you know, so forth.
Well, of course, they're all part of the game. But Can we move
but
on?
But I agree with you with the Bushes, because you had Father Bush and Daddy Bush, and then you had sons. So yeah.
Well, then we had the so-called Christian conservative son who brought in the Patriot Act 1 and 2.
Yep.
Brought in a false attack on 9/11.
Yep.
And the people in America fell for that one again, because the people in America fall about everything.
And the NAFTA agreement and everything, yeah, Clinton signed it, but it was really created by the Bush administration.
That's right. Totally right.
So, the Bushes really have. I mean, he had how many years of them controlling this country?
Well, 8 years. Well, no, 12 years, I guess. And you think about, with the Clintons, they had 8 years of the Clintons. And we have seen this. You and I are old enough now, seeing this come about for a lot of years. That's why I don't get excited about elections so much anymore. Tuesday, I'll be voting for a few local people that I know them personally. I know where their heart is and what they're going to try to do. I will be sorting some of those. Then on a national level, there'll be about one or two people that I can actually say are doing the right thing. I'll not be voting for senator here. We have Manchin, who's been senator now for several years. We have Morsi. I know both these men personally, and Morsi is a weasel. The little fat, chubby guy is a weasel. I don't trust him for Good Morning, but I don't trust Manchin either. So I'll not be voting for either one of them. People say, well, you gotta vote for one. No, I don't. I'll not support either man when I know what kind of a person they are. Melody, I will not put my stamp on approval of a man that I don't trust. Isn't that insane?
It is.
You know, we've done this for how many years now? Longer than I've been alive, we've been voting for the lesser of evils. And where's the God? It's further into hell every time.
Yep.
So I'll not be voting for either one of those two. Whoever wins it, wins it. It's going to be the same thing as far as I'm concerned. So, anyway, let's move on to finances before we get all carried away with this. there's a lot happening to finances, too. But, you know, you probably know this. But there are 8 stores, major stores, who said that this holiday season will be the make or break for them. If they don't make it this holiday season, they're pretty much done. Of course, you already know a couple of them are Sears and Kmart. They're on shaky ground already. Bed Bath & Beyond said the same thing, Melody. I didn't know that they were in financial trouble.
Well, yeah, they were. We talked about them not too long ago. And the thing of it is, their prices are so expensive.
Oh, yeah,
they are. They need to lower their pricing.
And JCPenney is on the ropes. Neiman Marcus, I didn't know that they were hurting that bad. Claire's Stores.
Needless markup?
There you go. Well, they got the name, you know. And Claire's Stores, I don't know who Claire's Stores are, and I don't know who Charlotte Russ is or J. Crew. But all these stores said if this season doesn't turn things around for us, we're pretty much done. And again, we knew about, of course, Sears and Kmart and Smothers and JCPenney. But the rest of them, I didn't know. Neiman Marcus had no idea was in bad shape. But the holiday season is here. I mean, what are we, just a few weeks away from Thanksgiving? So it's here. And we'll see what happens. I don't know. It is kind of scary.
Let me give you my... it is going to be a rough, rough season for retailers, because the one thing that we do not have, we do not have cold weather. So you don't
That's
have
true.
People out there buying sweaters. You don't have people out there buying coats. You don't have people out there buying boots. So that is, to me, that is going to put a lot of pressure on the retail sales for this year. So I hear the music will be coming back here shortly, right after a few messages. You're listening to Financial Survival, and thank you for joining us today.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Today, you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And what's next, Butch?
Well, I was going to say, you know, if people knew we had so much fun during the break, they probably wouldn't listen to the break too, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, they probably want to know the jokes that you tell.
Oh, well. We'll move on to something else here, though.
They're preacher jokes.
Yeah, they are preacher jokes, actually. Here's an article I thought, it's not very long, but I do want to share it because it makes so much sense. Exposing the Fed's mandate to pick your pocket, the real price of inflation. It says, inflation's everywhere and always a monetary phenomenon. Milton Friedman said that. So this off-cited quote from the renowned American economist Milton Friedman suggests something important about inflation. What he implies is that inflation is a function of money, but what exactly does that mean? This is what he said. To better appreciate this thought, let's use a simple example of three people stranded on a deserted island. One person has two bottles of water, and she's willing to sell one of the bottles to the highest bidder. Of the two desperate bidders, one finds a lonely $1 bill in his pocket, and it's the highest bidder. But just before the transaction is completed, the other person finds a $20 bill buried in his backpack. Suddenly, the bottle of water that was about to sell for $1 now sells for $20. Nothing about the bottle of water changed. What changed was the money available among the people on the island. That's inflation. And it says, as we discussed earlier, and what Turkey can do to teach us about gold, most people think inflation is caused by rising prices, but rising prices are only symptoms of inflation. As the deserted island example illustrates, inflation is caused by too much money sloshing around the economy in relation to goods and services. What we experience is goods and services going up in price, but inflation is actually the value of a dollar going down. We've said that how many times? The dollar drops in value. Prices don't go up. Make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there is no inflation, people. A gallon of gas still costs 20 cents if you had real money. 20 cents is worth, Melly, what? Two silver dimes worth a piece right now.
Two silver dimes? About a buck something.
Roughly. How much?
About a buck something.
So, $3 for two, I'm going to say, right? $1.50
yes.
Piece, maybe? Okay.
Yep.
Well, that'll buy a gallon of gas, won't it? Right?
For now, yep.
Yeah, $3. I mean, $3 is the price on a pump, $2.80, something, whatever. You can still buy a gallon of gas for 20 cents, Melody, if you have real money. We don't have real money, so therefore we have inflationary notes, and the price of gasoline is still the same as it was 50 years ago, 20 cents. But we don't have real money to pay for it with. That's what inflation really is. The dollar going down in value. Isn't that good?
It was an excellent example, Butch.
I mean, sometimes even an old hillbilly can find something good.
And you know, it's really true because people just don't understand. They've conditioned, they use propaganda to make us think that, oh, you know, things are going up because things are great. You know, demand might play a little bit of, but not in today's world. It's inflation.
No.
That's pushing these prices to the levels. And going into antique stores, And I've shared this story before. I've gone into antique stores, and I love picking up the old magazines, the Look magazines, the Posts, you know, from the 40s and 50s, and even the earlier ones are even better, but especially the 50s and the 60s, because that's when inflation really started to creep, you know, into the grocery stores. And there's always stories of housewives who, you know, complained that now hamburger is not 5 cents a pound, it's now 30 cents a pound. And they have difficulty steak. They didn't feed their kids and families then with hamburger, it was steak. You know, they could afford steak today. And they saw the prices rise, but here we are today, and you know, people can barely afford hamburger now.
You and I have shopped for a lot of years in our building. I don't get how many years we've been together as far as growing up as children and shopping with their moms and dads. But I can remember 7 cents Coke, 7 cents a bottle. I can remember nickel candy bars. They're bigger than they are now. I can remember when you buy 12 loaves of bread for $1. A gallon of milk was 28 cents. A gallon of gas was 20 cents. I can remember that. I can remember when hamburger, you buy 10 pounds for $1. I can remember that. Buying bulk packages. Hamburger now, good hamburger days, right at $3 a pound. Do we have a shortage of beef? Is that the problem? Are we running out of cows? Or is it the dollar is dropping in value? Which makes more sense to you? No cows? No beef? Or the dollar's dropping in value?
When I was young, I would go to the store, and it happened to me once where I actually purchased more items than what I had money for. So I had to put some, you know, I was embarrassed and I had to put some money back and so forth. When I'm in my young, you know, 20s and so forth. So I made it a point to make sure that that would never happen again. So what I did when I was ready to check out, I would count each item as 5 cents. I could go 5, 10, 15, 20, 20. Oh, this is going to cost me $25. Yeah, I got that. I'm cool. And it always worked out. I was always almost to the penny. Then it went to 10 cents. Then it went to 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
Then it went to a dollar. And now I count each item $5. It's a lot different than the nickel. It's $5 now. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And that'll give me an idea. And I just do it for fun now. And try it. It usually will work out fairly close to what you owe. And
your money went up to equal that, too, right? You mean, you know,
yes.
Your money went up. And yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure
you
got all those raises to make up the difference from 5 cents to $5.
Well, I have worked hard.
I know you have. But another article I think is interesting. 62% of all U.S. jobs don't pay enough to support a middle-class life. This I didn't realize was so bad. According to a shocking new study that was just released, I just read the statement about 60% jobs no longer support a middle-class life. That means that the American dream is truly out of reach for most of the country at this point. Today, Americans are working harder than ever, but the cost of living continues to rise much faster than our paychecks are increasing. Earlier this month, I went and looked at the latest numbers from the Social Security Administration and discovered that 50% of all American workers make less than $30,533 a year. But that is just above poverty level. In fact, the federal poverty level for a family of five is currently $29,420. Most families are just barely scraping by from month to month, and most U.S. workers are just one major setback away from falling out of the middle class. Melody, I didn't realize that middle class is only $30,000.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And up. Wow. You know, four people living on $30,000, that'd be a tough thing to do.
It would
think
be.
Think about that. It would be tough. Maybe that's why most of my life I worked 3-4 jobs. Because I couldn't survive. I mean, raising 3 boys and feeding 3 grown boys is like, cheaper to feed horses. But, you know, that's why I worked sometimes two, three jobs. I didn't mind doing it. But when you look at these numbers and realize that it's not a lot of money to make middle class. People just aren't making it. And poverty level is $30,000 a year for five in a family of five. Wow. I can remember $30,000 a year is a lot of money, can't you?
Oh, yes, I do. I remember the first job I was making $21,000. I was an officer of a bank. It was a big deal.
Well, I remember my first job, it was a full-time job. I got married, it was $450 a month, working for the Somerville Water Department. $450 a month. March and I were, didn't live rich with that, but we actually survived on $450 a month, Melody, in 1971.
Yeah.
How far would that take you today?
A week, maybe.
So, yeah, that's just showing how things have happened and progressed in our lifetime. $30,000 back in 1960s and 70s was big money.
But what people don't get, Butch, is that's right where they want everyone. I mean, take a family of four that has two babies. The mother has to work just to pay for the child care. She can't, you know, she could stay at home, but then they don't make enough to pay the bills. So she goes to work, and probably a large percentage of her pay goes to child care, daycare.
Of course.
I can't believe what daycare costs. I've heard quotes $1,200 a month for daycare.
And I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it at all. I can only imagine what it probably costs for that daycare center to take care of the child with the insurance and everything else they got to pay.
Yeah.
You know, you can only imagine. That's why it costs so much. But they see, they snared us in the fact that two incomes are needed. That's helped destroy the American family, Melody. Moms used to be homemakers, the way God meant for it to be, and it was all beautiful. But, and the mothers liked that a lot. Dads were the breadwinners. And the home was built with the dad being, we'll say, the head of the house financially to lead to take care of the children. The mom was there to teach the children, take care of the home. It was a beautiful place to be. I grew up in a home like that mostly. Mom worked a little bit when I was growing up, not much. But she was there to take care of the house. Dad never was wealthy. We always had food on the table. Mom made sure we had food prepared. And I was blessed to be reared by two people that taught me some moral values. And if I needed discipline, they disciplined me. I mean, it's been a long time ago. We used to get water out of a pump that five families shared. Yep. From over the hill, carry up the hill and put it in the kitchen. It got cold in the kitchen at night. The water in the bucket would freeze. I'm serious. We'd break the ice with the dipper and get a drink of water next morning. But we grew up that way. We grew up healthy, well-fed. We didn't buy our grocery store, but we raised most of our food. We did, including our own meat and our own eggs. But that's changed. And now it takes both parents working. A lot of times they're working, though, for things that we don't need, the luxuries we'll call it today, but nonetheless, they're both working. So mom, the children come home to what? A babysitter, an empty house. That's not the way it's supposed to be.
No.
It isn't. But again, we're lamenting over this, but it is a fact that we've seen in our lifetime, Melody. It really and truly is. And people, all I can say is, plan your future wisely. Please. Don't trust man's programs and man's ideas. Please. Go to the Bible, seek out the Word of God, seek out the old paths and walk therein, the Bible says. And real money, gold and silver, things of tangible use, food and of course, water and things you can use that get your hands on are real wealth. I paid for a home and a piece of land that's on maybe to do something with. That's real wealth. It's not in what you have promised to you through government subsidies and handouts because they're going to end. And they've been eaten away by inflation. So why don't you make some common sense, biblical decisions and call Melody? At least try to talk to her at 800. Gee, I forgot. 800. Good to me again.
You're fired.
I'm fired. 475-418-3754. There we go.
800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
I knew it would get us in there later.
And you know what? We talk about the future generations. You know, if you don't think you need gold and silver now, but what about distributing it to your children and grandchildren? Because they're the ones that are going to have it tougher.
I agree.
They're going to have a much rougher life than what we've had. We've had it pretty nice. We've had a nice life. We've had it almost too easy. And I don't believe the future generations will be as fortunate. So if you want to help them along, and I think most parents and grandparents do, one of the best ways that you can do is distribute your wealth through gold and silver. How private can that be?
Try to leave them some kind of inheritance as far as maybe a home and a piece of land and some tangible assets that they can use to promote, take care of their children and their future.
Yeah.
That's what the Bible says we're to do. He says that a good man, a wise man, leaves an inheritance to his children's children, to his grandchildren. That's more than just a heritage to be taught. That's important, very important. But that's also tangible wealth to pass on to help them with their lives, Melody. That's important. That's what parents are for.
And, you know, and that's where it always comes to when we talk about wealthy families and so forth. Usually wealth will last three generations. You know, I mean, sure, you have your major families and so forth, but, you know, the average wealth will last three generations. Because usually the second and third generations just squanders it away. The first generation works hard, gets out there, earns the money, and becomes the wealthy family that they are, and then the rest of the generations just squander it away. But anyway, so not always, but sometimes.
Well, that's biblical, by the way, too. Prosperity almost always destroys people.
Yeah.
And Hosea 4:6-7 says that the more they increase, the more they prosper, the more they forgot God, the more they forgot their value, the more they forgot common sense and decency. And that's unfortunately true. People that become soft and lazy forget a lot of things, Melody. And we've had it pretty well made for a lot of generations in this country.
Yeah. So give us a call, folks, at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We got some great specials on 90% 50-cent pieces. We also have gold eagles. And, you know, I said this before, I think we're on the leg upward. I don't think things are going to calm down. I think they're just going to become more hectic. Things are becoming more volatile. And we just can't have this degree of insanity going on in this country where something nasty is coming our way. So yes. Get prepared, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I'm the hopeful one. I hope things don't happen. And, you know, and I hope that things are, you know, maybe a little exaggerated, because if they're not exaggerated, we got some very severe things about to happen. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Tomorrow, James Corbett. We did a program last night. He'll be rebroadcast tomorrow, and it's a great program, so make sure you tune in tomorrow. I'll be here for the 20 minutes of the live segment and give you an update on the market. So thank you, Butch, and until
then, see you next week.
All righty, until then, ladies and gentlemen, be safe, good night, and God bless.
That's too bad.